Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and we want to talk about weather manipulation. There's five nations, by the way, that do weather manipulation. The United States and Russia are the peak. There's three other nations, including France, Britain, and Germany, that actually has this technology. The weather manipulation technology, by the way, is taken over by globalists because they're creating blocking highs, for example, to stop the radiation coming in from Fukushima Daiichi, to stop the Pineapple Express from bringing in rain to Northern California, and to actually modify weather in North Africa and the Mideast to cause a massive migration. It's not caused by religious calls by, let's say, some modern Muslim prophet like Adnan Oktar, the media expert over in Turkey, who is, by the way, in some trouble now with Mr. Erdogan, but is manipulated by satellite-based superheating of the upper ionosphere, create blocking highs of poles and weather systems like a pinwheel, and actually change the world climate to actually cause droughts, to cause catastrophes in climate, and to cause superheating of the upper ionosphere that can either block the rainfall or actually move storm systems so it can cause catastrophes like Katrina. And I can tell you that there's a technology that I'm actually going to get patenting in the next year. It's called positron beam technology. And positrons can be accelerated with a linear accelerator tube, and they actually turn off fires because they stop the electron transport chain.
Okay, so Dr. Bill, I want to read the insert to this utility bill as you discuss this, because the people need to hear the correlation.
Right, and they need to understand that there's a lot of technology in low Earth orbit satellites. It came from the HARP project, but it's gone into space. And our country is the number one in terms of space weather modification, and I don't think Trump is fully aware of it, because a lot of projects are going on are not even briefed to the president or even senior members of the Senate and Congress. And that's what's particularly disturbing, is we have a rogue government tied directly to the intel agencies that are running the world now.
Absolutely. And I just want to say one more time, out of the Harvard Kennedy Belford Center website for looking for researchers and fellowships, I found this to be the best definition of geoengineering, and I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going into one of the final countdowns of the health decline in America, and then we're going to jump into the Wildlands Project. But here is that definition. Geoengineering is the deliberate, large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. I think that is the most succinct definition that I've heard to date. So having said that, here's one of the final countdowns that I want to go over about the decline, the countdown in the decline of health in the United States. And this is in 2011. Of course, we'll be talking about many dates after that. But in 2011, the president announced 98% wireless coverage in the U.S. in the coming years. At least 9 million unknowing electrically sensitive Americans will be immediately affected. So I want to go on in to discuss how USA Inc. and Earth Inc. We're literally being rolled over by corporate predatory government agencies throughout the world, all over the global populations. And this is very interesting. And this is what a judge said actually Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, in his dissenting opinion in Citizens United versus the FEC in 2010. And he goes on, the tragedy of corporate structure is the illusion of justice, freedom, and democracy. And then he says, quote, corporations have no consciousness, have no beliefs, no feelings, no thoughts, no desires. Again, this was in 2010, Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. Now let's go into the Wildlands Project, because this is what the resilient plans, the reduction of our farming lands, the elimination of our farmers. We have a new YouTube up called The End of Farming. Go to stopthecrime.net. Go to our YouTube video channel and watch our new videos in order to see what we're putting up on a regular basis as quickly as we possibly can. Share them, please, far and wide. Also, the Wildlands Project. This is what is behind the Wildlands Project, and everyone needs to understand that. The goal of the Wildlands Project is to set aside at least, minimum, 50% of the North American continent as wild lands for preservation of biological diversity. And the project seeks to do this and have been creating preserve and reserve networks across the entire country. Preserves are made up of the following. This is what they tell us, and this is what you're seeing in your cities, in your areas right now, and it's expanded and it's already in place in many instances. So they are creating cores created from public lands such as national forests and parks. And then they're creating buffer zones that are created from private land that adjoins the cores to provide additional protection. Again, protection of biodiversity. They're then also creating corridors, a mix of public and private lands. Again, mix and public and private lands, usually following along rivers and wildlife migration routes. Now, I would urge all of you at this moment to go to stopthecrime.net. Type in Wildlands Project map. To see the map that Michael Kaufman did, we reversed the color so that you can easily see where people are confined to. We call them human incarceration zones. So the next aspect of the Wildlands Project and one of the primary characteristics of the core areas are that they're going to be a minimum 25 million acres, and that will allow little, if any, human use or access. Access is denied. The primary characteristics of the buffers are that they will allow limited human use so long as that use is managed use. The other aspect of the Wildlands Project is moral and ethical guidelines for the Wildlands Project are based on the philosophy of deep ecology. So what is deep ecology? Here are 8 points of the platform of deep ecology so that all of you understand what has happened and is happening in your cities right now. Number one, all life, human and non-human, has equal value.
Wow.
Number two, resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. Number three, human population must be massively reduced. Number four, Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. That's happening now.
Right.
And then the final is believers have an obligation to try to implement these necessary changes. So the Wildlands Project itself is supported by hundreds and hundreds of groups working towards the long-term implementation of this. And they anticipated it to take many years, but it's cascading onto all of us very quickly because of what your cities have done. Your cities and your counties have deceived you with United Nations policies that are creating the understanding that farmlands, open space, anything outside of the urban growth boundary. What is the urban growth boundary? That's the boundary around your cities that your cities have defined as where the population is to be increased. If you're outside of that boundary, if you're in the rural country area or you have a farm, you are considered sprawl and unsustainable. So the Wildlands Project has received millions, billions of dollars in support from very, very wealthy corporations, of course, including the World Bank, Rothschild, Rockefeller, etc., as well as the Ted Turner Foundation, Patagonia, W. Alton Jones Foundation, the Lundhurst Foundation, and so many more. When we come back, we have more explosive information all of you need to know about.
Amazing. Back in a moment. And I want to mention something. The solution to this problem is one that's completely different than what people expect. The solution is the transformation of the nature of what we are collectively as the human race. And the collective change in our structure is what was prophesied in the Bible to become, quote, not only living in the everlasting, which is a time space, but also living in the moment or now as an eternal being, and becoming a collective organism to transcend the technology that's about to crush us. Because whether it's 5 to 7 years, we're talking about hacking human consciousness, or, you know, sending commercials by putting in infrasound directories of the petrous temporal bone to talk to your brain to make you buy a certain soda, or the idea of eventually
killing yourself
with, or, for example, every disease is a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes. So many of these harmonic radiations that are coming in from smart meters and cell phones and so on are blocking specific proteins, specific enzymes, and the expression of your DNA. And they're designed to do so, to make you sterile, sterile and stupid. How's that? They want you to be sterile and stupid.
Yep. Enslaved. Absolutely.
It follows.
Well, I wanted
the three S's.
Say
sterile, stupid, and enslaved.
Yep. I want everybody to understand, we just talked about the Wildlands Project, which was a biodiversity treaty that was mandated by the United Nations. And just as an example, the climate action plan here in Santa Rosa in Northern California, that is, as in all of your plans in throughout the country, is about controlling all people. It restricts complete, absolute property. There's regulations, fines, penalties, conservation easements that I spoke about. But the premise is to reduce climate change. And here in Santa Rosa, for an example, and this will be in all of your climate action plans too, but they are telling us that we have to reduce CO2 emissions, which are greenhouse gases, to 25% below 1990 levels by 2015. That's here in Sonoma County in their plans. We've gone over that date. Now they're squeezing us to implement wireless faucets, wireless shower heads, wireless dishwashers, so that they can reduce our consumption of energy. We are to have no waste. In fact, here's what I read in a garbage bill. I would highly recommend that all of you listening read the inserts in your electricity, gas, and garbage bills that come in with your monthly statements. Don't throw that out. Here's what we read here in Northern California. It said this in our garbage bill. China tightens recycling import rules. Did you know that 60% of the recyclable materials collected in the U.S. go to China to be recycled into new products? Historically, they tell us, China has accepted up to 5% non-recyclable contaminants like garbage or food waste in bales of recyclable materials. But as of March of 2018, the Chinese government is no longer enforcing a policy called National Sword, that is S-W-O-R-D, which severely restricts the import of recyclable plastics and paper. China now will only accept bales containing less than 1% contamination and will return any shipments that fail to meet those new standards. They tell us that this is a big change and has had a crippling effect on recycle markets around the world. So now they're getting ready to tell you that the cost for dispersing and disposing of your garbage is going to skyrocket. We're going to read another insert that came out of our electrical bill. This particular one came out of Southern California Edison, out of Southern California, which is, of course, Edison International, which is Rothschild. And I want all of you to hear what Rothschild is saying in the bills. Now, this is unbelievable, but not unbelievable. Quote, reality of year-round fire season is a new normal facing California state leaders. Southern California Edison, my words, Rothschild, continues to be at the table of ongoing measures and new technology to help reduce the risk of wildfires. Now, I'm just going to add this. Do any of us want Rothschild at the table for ongoing measures and new technology to help reduce the very fires they're causing? I don't think so. So I will continue to...
Yeah, their power grid system actually creates fires and by causing power surges, slapping the lines together and causing sparks to jump into the plants that grow here naturally in California that periodically with lightning strikes would cause fires for millions of years.
Well,
right, the chaparral.
Look at the plan to burn up Northern California and know what PG&E and the California Public Utility Commission said about the use of lasers. Again, plan to burn up Northern California. But let me continue with this insert. It says here, a summer hike in the Angeles National Forest just only 10 years ago would have been among a dense canopy of dark green trees. But today, that same hike or walk through the forest will likely include brown, dead, or dying trees, or swaths of emptiness because of the increasing number of wildfires due to factors that include climate change. California's wildfire season is now year-round, and many, including Governor Jerry Brown, are calling it the new normal. It's a statewide issue that will require statewide solutions and the development of a new regulatory and legislative framework. And utilities, including SCE, a.k.a. Rothschild, are all at the table as part of that ongoing solution. Again, they're causing the problem. Now they want to jump in on the solution, which are resiliencies. But let me continue. This is, again, out of the bill. Fire season is all year round, and now is our new normal, says the Edison International president and CEO of Southern California Edison. It's part of the discussions working on solutions that will allow California to change the way we think about, plan, and respond to wildfires. We must be nimble and acknowledge that the current structure is unsustainable and a new approach is needed to mitigate risk, protect citizens, customers, and businesses, and align public policy to current and future realities, he said. He said, last year, California experienced a number of devastating wildfires, including many in Southern California. About a quarter of Southern California Edison's 50,000-square-mile service territory in central, coastal, and Southern California is considered to be in areas with a high risk for fires. In other words, they're going to burn you out. That's my words. Continuing on, Southern California continues to take steps to help. Southern California Edison continues to take steps to help reduce the risk of wildfires, including an aggressive vegetation management program, robust construction standards, and when we get back from the break, you won't believe what they say in conclusion.
Amazing. They create the problem, and they try to create their version of a solution so they get more control, right? Yeah.
That everybody needs to look at in your own bills that you get from your electrical, gas, and water bills, all bills, look at the inserts and understand. I'm going to throw this out right now, and we're going to do a separate show on this of information that our research team has discovered, and that is the elimination of natural gas. Of course, we know that's happening. We know that... Elon Musk teamed up with Rothschild. They're in the process of building the world's largest battery. Having said that, though, in completing this insert in this Rothschild electrical bill, this is the conclusion of the understanding that we're at a new normal, that fires will be year-round, which is what they're creating and causing, not only in California, but all over of the world. So here's now what they say in the conclusion of this bill insert. Southern California Edison, or Rothschild, continues to take steps to help reduce the risk of wildfires, including an aggressive vegetation management program and robust construction standards. I want to repeat that again. Robust construction standards. They go on to say, we also partner with local agencies. They partner. This is Rothschild partnering through your resilient agencies in your cities in their efforts to evaluate various technologies to help with fire safety throughout Southern California. Some of these technologies include drones to help monitor high fire risk areas, weather stations, and real-time, all-the-time cameras to monitor areas with higher risk for wildfires. So what they're telling all of us is that the computer vision cameras are now being deployed fully to watch our whereabouts in real-time, all the time, even with infrared. And they've already discussed that here in Northern California.
Yeah, and if they want to... If they wanted to reduce fires, they'd simply move their power lines away from areas where the power lines could cause sparks that could hit the chaparral or vegetation that caused fire. And they know these high wind areas, they need to move the power lines away from there or change to a different type of maybe buried power line distribution system. So they haven't done that. And the system is totally just to monitor us, not fires at all. It's garbage for them to say that, isn't it?
It's to incarcerate us. We're just being imprisoned with cameras, just as you would be if you were in a prison. And instead of guns and machine guns pointing at you with guards holding them, the guards are the cameras and the guns are the frequencies that are being directly targeted many of them.
And eventually autonomous drones that may not even hit you with a gun, but a directed energy weapon.
Absolutely. So I wanted to just throw out something rather mundane, not so mundane, really, but something important. We're really suggesting that when you travel with the buddy system. You need to understand if you carry cash, if you're not going to easily fall into the cashless society, which, by the way, is being heavily implemented in other countries, including China, where you really literally soon will not be able to buy or sell unless you have the card.
A card or a cell phone, one or the other.
Yeah, let me explain what's happening here in Northern California. This is happening in your city. This you would only think of happening in Mexico or South America. We've heard about roadside thefts in those countries, but now we're a third world country in the instance of what I'm going to read to you right now. And by the way, this was on the front page of our local paper yesterday. Officials are mum on asset seizures. The Roanoke Park Police Department, now this is about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, the Roanoke Park Police Station, the police drug stops far north on the 101 highway that goes up California to the Oregon border. they have stolen more than $2.5 million in the last 3 years. And, of course, that's all they're fessing up to. But here's the gig. Roanoke Park city leaders said they had little to no knowledge of the public safety department's aggressive efforts to intercept black market drugs and cash by sending police officers far outside the city's jurisdiction. None of the five elected city officials or members would say at the meeting last week that they believe the operations were effective use of city resources. But one called for a closed-door meeting to discuss an investigation into controversial actions by the public safety who led in seizures. The operations focused in large part on the heavy flow of marijuana and cash down Highway 101. This is the coast route of Northern California. Down Highway 101 between the North Coast's famed Emerald Triangle cannabis growing region and the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. These police were targeting motorists outside of their jurisdiction on that route, the remote area along 101. And they claim that they seized over $2.5 million in cash and valuable assets. So what we have now is highway robbery with stash and cash. And this is happening now in more areas all over the country. And this is what you would expect to see in Mexico and in South America and other countries. It's happening right here now in the United States. Don't just think this is one police department gone rogue. The country is rogue. The weapons are rogue. The news is rogue. The police departments are rogue. And you have all been deceived by a predatory system gone rogue. So this should be of no surprise, but it is horrific. So we again advise that people travel, use the buddy system. Soon, I'm sure, as people report these highway robberies, they'll just be shot and left dead on the roadside, and no one will know the better of it. So let's jump into another document that I've just received a couple of days ago. And this is the note that accompanied this information. Now, this information comes out of 1993, and it was a secret conference. So here is the note. This technology has been released and was in current use in 1992. What is now used is incredibly advanced and best described as remote induction or soft style. No voices heard, but attitudes shaped in mass populations very slowly and subtly, except for controlled experiments like the DNC demonstrations of college students whose leaders were paid and the followers all targeted with mass soft remote induction. Remote soft induction is now the norm, but voice-to-skull is periodically tested and deployed to see how effective its capabilities can be on selected unstable or mentally ill populations or targets. Phone calls can now be totally morphed, or particularly morphed, meaning different voices sounding like your own, or even single words change to sound exactly the same as the speaker, all done by high-speed quantum-based AI logarithms. There's a lot more to all of this now. Depends on how much you want to know. This jives with COM-12 briefing report and the finder's documents that, of course, we have on stopthecrime.net. So everyone can type in CIA finder's documents, and it's referred to in the U.S. News and World Report. This program, they say, was from a conference in 92. And this person that sent this said, "I wish none of this were true. Sadly, it is. This did not originate with me. Please." So here's what we're being told, and there's a couple of accompanying letters that are shockers. So here's in 1993, there was a secret conference, and I'm sure there were many conferences. In fact, right now in all of your cities, there's many secret conferences to take down you and the policies and the way you live your home in your home. But I hear a commercial coming up, a break, so we're going to pick this up on the other side. Please stay with us. This is Diabolical, and you will be surprised.
surprised, shocked, and hopefully start to get prepared.
Absolutely.
Just for a second, to Vladimir Putin's visit. Now, there's a couple of things, and I mentioned an analysis in the first hour with Josh Bernstein. Well, people need to realize the only two countries in the world that are powerful that are actually fighting against globalism is America and Russia. India is not strong enough yet. China is deeply in the grip of the globalists. And so is Europe, which is trying to destroy nationalism by getting a trans-European military. And the break point in this is going to be when they can hack, and your son or daughter or grandson or daughter can actually get a cybernetic helmet to actually play Jumanji through their cortex and not have to see a visual screen or actually hear commands or weapons being shot off. It means that the 5G network is actually jamming cellular communication, so people can be en masse made agitated, go to sleep, wake up. Literally, eventually, we become a bunch of cyborg robots to a 5G network and artificially induced memes of information transmitted to our bones through infrasound and scalar radiation, and our genetics are literally being shut off to make sure we don't have normal sex or believe in the family anymore, but we've become basically biological entities no more important than a tree or a plant or a dog. And that's where all this is going, and it's a very vicious program that's right in front of your face. So if you don't want to believe it, the problem is people have to have enough self-respect to actually believe and read your documents. So please continue.
Absolutely. Okay. We're probably going to have to pick up the conclusion of this information on our next show, but I'm going to cover it as quickly as I can. Again, this came out of a classified conference that was sponsored by Los Alamos National Laboratory. Again, a secret conference in 1993. And it was a non-lethal defense conference, and here is what they said about the objective and scope of this conference. But what is most horrific are the letters that people wrote as a result of being at this conference. They are talking about murders. They're talking about the use of the voice of God on David Koresh at Waco. They're divulging technologies that are now in place. So here's the objective and scope back in 1993 at the secret conference. Non-lethal defense has emerged as a potent new means of applying force and giving commands to a wider array of options. The purpose of non-lethal defense is to inhibit an enemy's ability to prosecute a war or engage in other hostile actions. Non-lethal defense is an approach that explores options for attacking targets of strategic value, including non-traditional foes such as terrorists and international drug traffickers. Now, I want to add something. Everyone must understand, under the bankruptcy of 1933, we are all the enemy. We are all terrorists. That's why these weapons are being turned on us. So now I will continue with what's in this objective and scope. Non-lethal weapons offer new options to meet readily changing security requirements for the United States. These devices are providing for the first time a wide range of choices for planners negotiating the drastically changing security challenges confronting the United States. Non-lethal concepts currently are being developed by the U.S. Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps. The focus is on providing technologies that support conventional operations and have applicability across the continuum of conflict. Many of these technologies are designed to degrade the threat of infrastructure in support of parallel warfare objectives. In essence, non-lethal defense is emerging technologies and options being developed conceptually with a sea of technical opportunity. Now, there's more, but I want to read some of these letters, or at least get the concept of these letters across to all that are listening. This is a letter from the Association of National Security Alumni Electronic Surveillance Project. This was dated on Halloween, October 31st of 1993. And this letter was sent to then Attorney General Janet Reno, who was the U.S. Department of Justice. And this was sent to her, and it says, "Dear Attorney Janet Reno, I'm enclosing two items for your consideration, copy of my letter to this fellow concerning, in part, your pending appearance before a conference focusing on the law enforcement applications of directed energy weapons and technologies, and a copy of a letter sent to you by Attorney Wilcher shortly prior to his assassination. My letter will speak for itself. The weapon technologies which you are about to endorse in your address to the Los Alamos National Laboratories Conference are already being tested on U.S. citizens under circumstances which qualify as government-sponsored terrorism. I'm asking for permission to attend this upcoming event to ensure that the fate of human and civil rights in this country are not ultimately decided upon by a second wanna-see conference. Directed energy technologies are not the final solution to crime in this country. Quite the contrary. These technologies are being used to perpetrate crime in this country under experimental circumstances." They go on to say, as for Paul Wilcher, now, just everyone know he was an attorney, and he had a bizarre death. The circumstances of his death, he said, soon after he dispatched the letter that was attached to this, and I don't have that letter, but he was killed, they said, in a very grotesque fashion. So all of you can look up Paul Wilcher, W-I-L-C-H-E-R, who was an attorney and was killed. Went on to say that had he not been found murdered in such a grotesque fashion, my inclination would have been to dismiss his letter entirely and to simply put it aside based on his style. His death invites a closer reading. It goes on to say that other people were concerned as well, and he was asking for Janet Reno to allow them to speak to this conference and to the Justice Department briefing, and he said it seemed appropriate that immunity should be extended to others identified as being privy to the same information so that they too might testify. They go on to say, if the so-called October surprise involved acts of terrorism on the part of officials of this government, those involved should be made to appreciate the full force of the law. Mr. Wilcher's death suggests that others were not involved in the scam, but many were. According to Mr. Russ Thatcher and those who have brought Mr. Wilcher's letter to my attention, it is to specifically request that they be given a fair hearing by the Department of Justice. I should point out that Mr. Wilcher's death was clearly unaware of the fact that this government had contemplating using Russian acoustic psychotronic correction techniques on David Koresh. You are on record as having opposed the use of these technologies. What you might not know is that the government's plan to use directed energy systems on David Koresh are now a source of public tintillation in certain circles. I am informed by one of my contacts from the U.S. Global Strategic Council, who recently bragged about the knowledge that these presumably classified plans in a manner that may have content are very chilling. They go on to say that the use of synthetic telepathy or voice synthesis has been considered as a means of leading David Koresh, to believe that he was hearing his mother's voice in his head, a technique...
That was using what's called infrasound to the pituitary temporal bone. But the other technology they're developing now, and I was introduced to, they tried to get me to work on it at UCLA 40 years ago, was direct cortical transition of data, I call COMT, or cortical manipulation technologies. And the COMT...
That this letter divulges, Dr. Bill, is that they did use the voice to God technologies.
Infrasound, which, by the way, the Russians developed that years ago.
And they couldn't, they wanted to use David Koresh's mother's voice, but they said that they could not override the one technology that they were already using on him at the time of Waco. There's another letter, too. We'll cover that on the next show. Dr. Bill, thank you. Everyone go to stopthecrime.net. Understand the rude awakening to reality that exists among every city, every county, globally, everywhere, not just in the United States, but everywhere. So much more to cover and so little time.
And we need to also talk solutions. The solution is the transformation of our worldview to understand what's really going on, number one, but also how we're going to have to change to become bulletproof to their manipulation.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bill.
Did an amazing job today, Deborah. This will be posted up immediately over on Deagle Network in the next hour. And we should do some video podcasts to Vimeo pretty soon.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.